ABC7's Alex Liggett joins us live. Alex, we obviously want to know about the forecast, but there is the S word in it for next week, and that is sending everybody into a little bit of a tizzy. Tell us what we know about the possibility of snow.
Oh, there's definitely the chance. I mean, it's a very, very minute one at this point. I've even been looking at some of the latest stuff just coming in. And there's always a lot of changes that occur just in, like, this kind of model range where you're out, you know, 4, 5, even 6 days from the storm itself. But, you know, this one particularly going to be very difficult to forecast for. We're talking about energy that was yesterday over northern Alaska that's eventually going to get down here by next week. And then we have to have things actually happen where an area of low pressure could actually form off the East Coast. Now, weather models not even depicting that now. So already a lot of changes in the scenarios. This happens. You know, we get the talk where a lot of people are like, hey, it's going to snow next week. And all of a sudden, you're looking at it really, really hard and really closely, trying to see if it's actually going to occur. But right now, still more questions than answers, and that is typically the case this far out.
Well, let's play this out a little bit from the models that you're seeing. How much potentially could this system generate if everything were to fall into line?
I mean, if everything were to come in line, I think even then, it really wouldn't be that heavy. I mean, we're talking about things yesterday. I wrote a blog, and there's actually a lot of talk about there being, oh, there's a potential for 20, 25 inches of snow out of this system. I don't think that's really a plausible thing, as, you know, we'd really have to have everything come into place for that to occur, and things are now trending. That's what we look for in like models when you're kind of looking at different scenarios. We look for model trends, see how things are, you know, coming together. Now things are forming out farther east, and farther east, which means the area of low pressure, if it does form, will be off the East Coast, and that really would not have a big impact or possibly even any impact on the D.C. area.
All right. Well, we will, of course, keep very close track of it with your help, Alex. Thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us.